Screams and Queens. We can't wait to talk about it, and we have a very exciting special guest. Let's get started. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What more can I say?
I'm feeling
this. I liked him on the episode tonight. Here we go.
I know. We need to see more of him.
I like the quality of his vibe. We are into it, and you guys, we have a very special guest with us tonight. We have Billie Lee.
Yay!
She's here. She's ready to hang and answer questions. Yeah. We have the live chat pulled up, so be sure to pop in there if you guys have anything you want to ask her while she's here. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to get into the conversation. So first, Billie, where can we find you on social?
At It's Me, Billie Lee, and that's all of my social on my website is BillieLee.com.
Perfect. Yeah. Amazing. Okay, and we'll introduce ourselves really quick, and then we will get this conversation started. So I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP online pretty much everywhere. Then we got Zach.
I'm Zach Peter. You guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
I'm Sarah Sirio, and you can follow me at S.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Amazing. Okay, we even thought of a fun, kitschy little segment for Billie later. We're going to do Billie's Breakdown, which is going to be very fun. We're going to talk about the relationships on the show. But first, before we get into the episode breakdown, we're going to talk to Billie about a few questions. We have a few fan questions. So first, we're going to get started. And how did you get involved on the show? And How's it been being on the show? This is the first question we've gotten from quite a few people.
Okay. Being on the show, it's been great. A little overwhelming at some points. But yeah, I had a friend who knew Lisa, and they were like, I was looking for a job because as an activist, you really don't make money. And they were like, yeah, Lisa's really big with the LGBT community. You should, I should connect you. And then I filled out an application and then met with Lisa, and we like instantly fell in love, and I started at Sir hosting.
Love. Amazing. That's a great story.
I was like, what? I've been a server before like a lot in my life, and I'm like, why am I hosting? I want to serve. And she's like, well, this is how you start out. So you can like start out as a host.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. So I'm still waiting to be a server.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm like always asking her.
But it's kind of nice to be at the front though too, because then you're like the face you see.
Yeah. And you don't have to stress about the tables, which is nice. But I don't know. It's like, for me, like, wearing heels and, like, standing for so long, like, sometimes I'm just like, I can't do this. Like,
I'd rather be running around and not realize my feet hurt.
I don't know. I just loved also being at the table and talking to people versus, like, just seating them.
Yeah, right. Table three or four.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Love it. That's as much as you get.
Okay, Zach, what about
some experience. So is Lisa Vanderpump as scary in person as she is on TV?
She's scary on TV.
She's scary.
She knows how to throw down the rules.
Well, okay.
The Vanderpump rules.
Yeah.
Are you ever afraid of getting fired by Lisa?
No. But I do. I don't know. She's like really kind. I mean, there are times I was going through a breakup when I first started at Sir, and that like, there was times where she was like, Billie, can you smile more? And then, like, be, like, more... but I'm a Pisces, so I'm very emotional, so I was crying all the time at Sir, because I was, like, going through a breakup, and then also meeting these new people, and, you know, all this crazy trauma that's going on. So it was a really big adjustment. And I feel like Lisa was just refreshing. Every time I saw her, I was like, oh, I just love her.
She's like the best.
I mean, it's all over. Everyone talks about it now, but I said it once that I think she's like my fairy godmother. And she's just one of those amazing women that just makes things happen. And I respect her so much.
Right. Do you feel adjusted now?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like now I'm like so in love with these people that are my friends now. Mm-hmm. So I'm invested and I'm comfortable. Yeah.
Good. That's great.
Yeah, as you should be. And you're not, like, in any of the drama
yet
that we know of.
That we know
of. We don't know.
Yeah, we have some stuff coming up for sure that I, like, bump heads with people.
Oh, really? Ooh.
I can't wait.
I know. But I've been, like, it takes, for me, I'm all about, like, kindness and respect. And so it took me a minute to, like, get in. But when I felt like I was being disrespected, that's whenever I was like not afraid to be like, hold on.
Yeah. So, right.
We need more of that. I feel like the guys this season, and we've talked about this so much, like get away with so much that we need somebody to kind of come in and regulate. So I look forward to that.
Yeah.
And the personalities are so crazy. So my question is, out of all the cast members, which one's personality is different on screen than it is off?
Well, you know what? People, I guess, like, Ariana told me this. She's like, yeah, a lot of people think that I'm, like, not nice or that I'm, like, always mad or bitchy. And I'm like, what?
Me.
Oh. I say that every week.
I love her.
Because we have so much fun together. And, like, I love her so much. So I don't, like, see her in, like, a negative way. But, you know, I mean, sometimes we do have drinks and we, like, bitch and complain about life. You know, like first everyone. World problems. Yeah. To me, I just love her so much, and I find her just like a goddess. So it's weird when someone's like, yeah, I don't like Ariana. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She's my people.
Yeah, because we don't see everything. So that's what's hard to remember when you watch the show.
And, you know, editing and all that stuff. So it's like, of course. You don't get to see exactly what's going on with her.
Totally. Totally. Absolutely.
I'll fill you in.
Yeah. Thank you for setting us straight.
She's nicer than we think.
Yeah.
And my question, so Valentine's Day is coming up. I just was wondering, is there any cast members that you've been interested in on the show or have dated, maybe?
Don't say Jax or you'll be excused.
No, I would never. Oh, God. The thing is, like, I flirt with everyone and I love connecting with people and I love just vibing. And so you see that, and some people are like, oh, is she flirting with him? And I'm like, no, I'm not trying to hook up with him. I'm just connecting, like, from one human to another.
You're just a nice person in Los Angeles.
Yeah. You
know. It's very rare here.
You can't tell the difference sometimes.
But I think, yeah, I don't know. I definitely do date someone, and I'm interested in a few people at Sir. I love going to work and like flirting and having fun, and you know, it's fun to also hook up.
Anybody on the cast?
Yeah, any cast members?
You'll just have to you'll find out.
Fellow servers.
That's exciting.
I mean, there's not a lot of options. There's not a lot of single people, to be honest. Right. I mean, even when I first started there, I was like, who is single? Like,
you don't have to be single in this cast.
I know. But for me, personally, I like to...
You have standards. Thank you.
Morals.
Morals, yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes the cast lacks that.
Yeah.
We have someone in the live chat is asking, had you seen Vanderpump before? That's from Sarah.
You know, I never watched it. I actually don't really watch TV. So when the producers approached me after I got the job about being on it, I was like, sure. Like, it was just another platform for me to live my life. So I was like, okay, this is dope. So I didn't, I think like I maybe looked up a couple videos or something to like see what it was about. And I remember years ago I watched The Housewives, and I remember when the first season premiered of Vanderpump, but I never watched it. So the answer is no. But I'm kind of glad because I wanted to go in and meet these people as like regular people and my friends. I didn't want to know anything about them before.
That
would be awkward, I feel like.
Yeah, no. But I mean, and you, I think your presence on the show means so much to so many people. So I think it's been really fun, and you've been so refreshing on the show. So
So many people are reaching out to me, and they're so kind. Like, I've not had one, knock on wood, negative like comment, or like everyone's being so nice to me. I'm like,
Great. That's good. That's
how you know that you come off on camera very well.
Yeah.
Or else you'd be getting the Jax comments. I've sent a few.
I love your Instagram posts. Like those inspirational quotes are amazing. I just reposted one of them and I was like, I love it.
I do have another question, only because we've talked about this a lot on the panel, is about Stassi. And so you got to do her podcast. And some people say that she's very problematic, but Lisa came out and said that, you know, she's really not... people shouldn't be giving her as much heat as they have been. And I just wanted to know what your take was on it. Because you know Stassi, you've met her. You know, she does make some very feisty comments. But what are you, do you think she's problematic? Or do you think that, you know, she just sometimes doesn't think before she speaks?
Yeah, I don't think her intention is to, like, offend anyone or to be problematic. But I do think that, you know, if your life is in front of the camera and then she's been in reality for a long time and then she also has this podcast and, you know, she's coming from her experience. And sometimes I think that her own personal experience being privileged affects people in a negative way, because sometimes where we come from, we see things through a certain glass, and you know, that's not life for everyone else. And so I can relate to like Ariana and people who get offended by her own experience, but at the same time, like, she's not, I don't think her intention is to like hurt anyone, but I definitely think she's like learning, just like all of us, you know, when we say things that don't necessarily like feel good with other people, we hurt from that. And yeah. I can tell. And, you know, she cried a lot that day. Mm-hmm. But I, for me, I was kind of like, girl, why are you crying so hard? Like, I'm emotional and like and hormonal. And but I just like was like, let me light some Palo Santo because it's not this deep.
Right, right. Yeah.
But I think with her, it's very, she's kind of always in that victim mode. Mm-hmm. And I've found that out, like being friends with her. And I, you know, I have a lot of friends that are the same way. But sometimes, you know, it's like, give yourself 5 minutes to be a victim and then get the fuck over it. Oh, sorry.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I mean, that's honesty. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's her. Definitely true.
Okay. So should we get into the episode?
Yeah.
Okay. So there was some interesting stuff. So you chose to go to Ariana's birthday, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And why? How was that? And also why?
Well, first of all, that's my homegirl.
Yeah.
plus, I love her vibe, and I hang out with Tom and her brother, and I, like, we all have, like, this crew that we hang out with, and I don't necessarily, like, care for scary things, and I know that was Stassi's theme.
Yeah.
and, yeah, it was just easy for me to say I'm going to Ariana's, because that's who I hang out with all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't show a lot of the party in the show. It was mainly just their discussion, Tom and Ariana's. So how was it? Was it fun? Did it turn out to be a good night?
It was so much fun. I mean, so drunk.
Yeah. Love it. So fun. Where was it?
At COD.
Okay.
Is that what it's called? COD. It's like a seafood place.
Yeah.
Beverly.
Bougie. Very nice.
So we had like the whole rooftop, the upstairs.
Oh,
nice. It was so
much
cool.
Fun. Oh, I love that.
But I definitely got drunk. I know when I get drunk because I like will randomly see myself smoking American Spirit, and I'm like, "Mama was
having a good time."
Yeah,
love it.
I mean, everyone's costumes looked legit.
Oh my god,
and
Tom's?
Everyone went all
Tom.
I could not get over. I was like, I'm just gonna stare at you all night.
Right, like, it's like Maleficent, but like good.
Went for it.
He's so good. I love him.
Yeah, that was really
Well,
and one thing that they touched on a lot was their discussion about, you know, what does Ariana say about all that stuff?
About what?
About, like, not hooking up with Tom all the time. Well, I guess she touched on it in this episode, but to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, her and I can, like, relate to some things because I had some issues with my vagina after my surgery. I was, like, feeling scared because I didn't really know how to use it. Mm-hmm. And then I felt, like, a lot of shame about it because my first, like, kind of real relationship after having the surgery, the guy was just like, you know, like, I don't know about a fake vagina. Like, he was just kind of like weird about it. And I had like all these insecurities. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I meet Ariana and she has these insecurities. So it really doesn't matter like if you're trans or cis, we all have our things.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And for me, I went on this journey to really fall in love with myself. And then I also got like this chakra rub. It's like a crystal tool that you use for your vagina.
Really?
Yeah. I did a BuzzFeed video about it.
Okay.
Guys, look at
watch that. Yeah. But I like did this whole thing about falling in love with my vagina and falling in love with myself and my trans experience. So I was just telling her like, girl, you need to get laid. Like, and it's funny because that night at her birthday, I was like all about her getting laid. And then I end up passing out in her bed with Tom and her.
Stop!
And
they didn't even stop it.
I was like, well, she was like, go to my bed and pass out. And I was like, okay, because they were still partying in the living room. And then I woke up in the morning to them two pass out. And I was like, I was all about y'all hooking up. And here I am, the cock blocker. Like,
that is so funny.
That's amazing.
But, yeah.
Yeah, in the episode, they didn't say what exactly happened.
But no, they just said, they seemed connected, though, when they were talking about, like, you know, wanting to get frisky together.
Yeah, I mean, they love each other, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure we were just out to dinner the other night, and I know, like, they haven't seen each other for a few days, so they're like, we're going home. I was like, I hope y'all get laid.
Oh, so
yeah,
cute.
So, I mean, I want them to be happy and madly in love, because I love both of them. But, I, you know, we all have our issues, and Tom sometimes does, like, he's very social, so he's always going out, and, like, Ariana and I sometimes will be hanging out, and I'm like, where's Tom? She's like, I don't know. He didn't, like, you know, we didn't end up hanging out tonight. And I think, and you see this in the episode, she's kind of just like, you're gone all the time, mm-hmm. and doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah.
And I would be the same way, you know? And yeah. he loves her, and it's not like he's out doing anything, like, inappropriate. He's just, like, hanging out with the boys.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it's like, you know, stop hanging out with the boys every day.
Right.
But can, like, if she doesn't, like, from what you see on camera, she's very, like, off. Like, she just doesn't seem like she's that into him and that, like, physically attracted to him. So just to play devil's advocate, like, if your girlfriend doesn't want, like, to be intimate with you, doesn't it feel more natural to want to go out and hang with the guys?
Totally.
Maybe that's just my boy brain.
No, totally. I can see that perception. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that. And, you know, I think it's her going to therapy and her working on loving mm-hmm. herself and yeah. not necessarily, you know, bringing her past experiences into this relationship yeah. is key for her. So, you know, just sending her good vibes so that works out.
Yeah. I think you have to get her a jade egg.
What's that?
You have to get her one of those rose quartz eggs.
I know. I talked to her about it. Yeah. No, I've already showed it to her. Yeah.
What is that? Can you break it down? You were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
What
it's, it? It's, it's an egg that you put in your vagina, and it it's supposed to help with, like, Kegel muscles, but it's also, you're supposed to, you can, like, absorb the energies of the crystals.
It's super healing. Mine yeah. was actually, like, a shape of, like, a dildo.
Ah.
And it's, yeah, and I want, my vagina's, like, really tight, so I was like, I'm not trying to tighten it. I need it to be a little loose. So I just, like, you know, I stick it in there, and I meditate, and it's also really good to, like, play with. Yeah.
Where
do you get this?
Chakra rub.
You can get it on Goop.
On Instagram, too.
You can get it on Goop?
Yeah. I just I gave one to my friend for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
I do Reiki. Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming,
guys.
Yes. Valentine's Day. Just saying.
Oh, and speaking of Reiki, we're seeing that Reiki girl goes over to Jax's house.
Yeah.
I saw that in the promo. Like, what?
I guess so. I mean, him and I talked about a lot of spiritual stuff. And it doesn't sometimes make it in the episode, but I definitely loved the fact that he was all about yoga, meditation, and natural healing.
Is that real?
I was just going to say that.
He seems like, to me, he's into it. And, like, we really, like, you know, have great conversation about it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I just know that he doesn't want to, like, really hurt anyone, and he doesn't want to hurt someone he loves. Mm-hmm. So he just definitely wants to, like, fix some things. And, you know, you can't just take a pill and be like, okay, right. I'm good. Like, yeah. it's a process. Yeah. And at least he is, you know, working on it. I'm proud of him for that.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. And, you know, hopefully they don't hook up or something.
Right. Well, I mean, do you know what happens? Do you know that happens?
No, they don't.
Okay.
No. But I mean, I'm not in the bedroom, so I don't know.
Right. True. Exactly.
I hope someone that, like, is a healer, you know, respects that.
Yeah. Are you friends with Faith?
No.
Okay.
I met her at Sheena's birthday, and she's like, "Oh, I'm a Pisces too," and she, like, kind of, like, hit on me, and I was like, "Oh."
How'd she hit on you?
She was just saying that I was, like, really sexy and, like,
she was just trying every way, I'm telling you.
Yeah, she was trying,
every way to
figure
get
out
into
anyone
the
she could sleep with to get on
the
show.
Oh, my God. And then afterwards, like, there was all this drama happening that went down, and she was like, "Who's this new girl?" And I was like, "We were just talking."
You love me.
Yeah, like, it was.
You need
really
to
weird.
Set her straight and say, you don't have to sleep with Jax to get on the show. Because you've had longevity this season, and she's had one episode.
Yeah, you definitely don't have to sleep with someone to get on the show.
Right, I know. That's a common misconception. But I do think... I think I like Faith. We're going to have Faith on the show soon, so...
Okay.
I think so. We'll see what goes on. But maybe we'll see her later in the season. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't know. Hey, guys, I don't know.
Why?
Okay, wait. Anyway. So should we get into Patrick and Stassi?
Yes.
This whole saga? Yeah,
yes.
It's weird because we thought that we were going to see this whole storyline unfold about the birthday.
Yes.
We thought that the breakup was going to happen on the birthday.
Yeah, and I feel like the birthdays were, like, really hyped in the promos, but we didn't see much of the birthdays.
The birthdays, yeah.
Like I would have loved to have seen more of Ariana's party.
Yeah. I know. That's why I was asking you.
Or like, even just more of her seemed great party. Compared to Stassi's with the ranch.
Like, I really love Stassi.
Still in the back.
I really like Stassi, but I wasn't into the party.
I loved it. I thought it was so Stassi.
I mean,
it was very
Witches
Stassi.
Of WeHo, like, thing going on.
Witches of East End.
Which is a WeHo.
It was cute. It was cute, but I think I would have probably wanted to be at Ariana's.
Looking I did too. Because it really gave me life on like wanting to wear a costume. I'm not going to lie.
You didn't want to take a butt shot off of a stripper?
No. We were talking about that.
I don't get why she was so upset.
No, I wasn't down for that either.
No.
But at the same time, like...
it's your birthday.
It's your birthday, and I don't know. I just felt like... it ended kind of
abruptly.
Right?
Yeah. No one wants to end their birthday like that.
No, and she left her parents. Like, if my parents were there and I were just like, bye.
They didn't seem to mind, though. Yeah. They were, like, still partying and having a good time.
But I think she was so fixed. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sure they're used to her daughter being so dramatic.
She was really fixated on Patrick, though.
Everything she does,
everything was about Patrick.
She's deeply affected by him. Yeah.
Off for her. Like, I'm usually, like, I like her and her. I think she's funny and witty sometimes, but...
Well, who's
just turned me off?
Who was talking about it? Was it Kristen that said that she's usually the controller in the relationship, and now she's totally not? So it's a weird side of Stassi that I think that comes out when she like freaks out.
I think she really likes Patrick, and I think that she just connected with him so well, and this is probably the best relationship she's been in, that she wants to make it last. And, you know, even when you know it's wrong, you're so caught up into the potential that you see in the relationship or where it was at the beginning that you don't want to accept that it's over or that it should be over. And I think she's compromising herself.
Mm-hmm. You want to control the outcome?
She wants to make it last because in her head it's going to work out. And I feel like we're just seeing that he's not that into you.
He really was.
Oh, yeah. How about the blocked? He blocked her while he was in Amsterdam.
I don't think I could deal with that.
And I love that she's still... No! And that she's justifying it and she's, like, blaming herself. Like, that's typical guy code. You switch the blame and you say,
I hate when that happens.
I don't want to see you hook up with anybody. It's really because he just doesn't want you to see what he's doing.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm surprised she's so dumb. About that. You know?
Well, and I think the fact that she didn't talk to him for so long, and then he's there on her birthday.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, can y'all have breakfast first and talk about some things?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt for her in that moment. Like, I would have been the same way. Like, I definitely would have been super nervous and emotional going through that. So... Yeah, I feel for her.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I feel like also when you've been away from like your person or someone that you care about for a good amount of time, you're like excited to see them when they come back as soon as they do. And it just didn't seem, I don't know.
He just seems emotionally cut off.
Just didn't seem that
way. Not all.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Definitely. And I get what you're saying. Like maybe he's just not that into her. And I've been there where the guy's just not that into you. So I think all of us has. And
oh, totally. Unfortunately, it happens like every week.
Every person I swipe on Tinder.
Yeah. Last time I talked to her, she's doing good though.
So oh, good.
She's
okay.
in a good place.
Great.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. Great. We love Stassi.
Yes.
So we do want to see her happy.
Yeah, because that was just, it didn't seem like her.
I feel like a lot of the girls this season just don't have as much self-respect as they did at the beginning. Like, Stassi's always been a very self-assured person, and to see her with somebody like Patrick.
Well, it's dating in LA, too.
I mean, I guess.
It's a little tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something I just can't put my finger on about Patrick. Like
his man bun?
Yeah. It's he feels like a professor or something. Like, I feel like he says things and wants to be really profound. Like
with his thing when he said he was talking to her parents about, like, being alone. But I get everyone needs, like, their own time and to be by themselves. I get it. But it was also, like, how he was trying to present it.
Yeah, he just sounds like a life coach that, went wrong, you know? I don't know. It's, like,
He's an Instagram life coach, an Instagram guru, where people, like, try to, like...
Just retweet
me. Be inspirational.
Yep.
And you're like, take a chill pill.
But Billy's good at it, so.
Billy's great at it.
Yeah. Billy's good at it.
Because you continue in your whole life.
Yeah. And in your lifestyle, you do like the jade vagina. You do the whole thing.
Yeah. Just the whole thing. Okay, so, well now let's kind of, wait, should we get into Billy's breakdown? Are we at that point?
Sure.
Okay, we're at that point. Billy's breakdown!
Yay!
We're so excited! Okay, so Zach, you want to lead us in?
Yes.
Okay.
So Billy, this season, it's all about the relationships. Like every episode, someone was cheating on someone. Someone was about to break up with somebody else. Everybody's been sleeping with each other. So we want to know. We want the dish on each of these relationships, and we want to know who do you think is going to last and who do you think is going to crash. I mean, obviously, we know which ones are still together and which ones aren't, but
thanks, Insta.
We want the inside scoop on these relationships.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is Tom and Katie. Like, the cast members have been very judgmental of them, and some of them expressed they don't think that they're going to stay married. What do you think, knowing them?
I probably know them. I know Tom the least.
Okay.
He's really nice and respectful every time we're out.
Has he forgotten to make out with you?
No.
Not yet.
You know what? Whenever he drinks, he's like touchy-feely like we all are.
And
he'll just even put his like hand on my shoulder and then he'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry for that. And I'm like, you don't have to apologize.
He's like trained.
You're not making out with me. You're just putting your hand on my shoulder. Like, and even when I drink, I'm very affectionate. So I think that's a cool thing about him. And I don't think it's a negative thing. And, you know, I know that they love each other. And like every time I'm around, it's like very cute, you know? So I feel like that if it's, it's definitely going to last for me, but I don't know them that well, and I haven't been there that long. But I think they're cute together, and, you know, she seems like she's always really happy, and he's really nice and respectful, so I'm definitely, you know, I'm rooting for that one.
Cute. That's good to hear.
Yeah, I think I am, too.
Yeah, I am, too.
I'm rooting for them.
And since they've gotten married, they've really gotten, like,
I think she's calmed down. She is chamomile tea.
Well,
for
now
sure.
she has the ring. She doesn't have to stress
chamomile
as much.
Like
she locked him down.
Yeah.
Okay, like the biggest hot relationship this season, Jackson Brittany. Give us the dish.
Well,
why is she still with him?
Because she loves him. And look, we've all been there.
We have.
A situation where you love that bad boy, and he's just so bad, but so nice. And he is really respectful and really sweet, and he's like, you know, he's just one of those guys. He has, like, and I've said this before to Stassi, actually, and she was like, what? But I was like, he has this amazing soul. Like, you feel his vibration, but has, like, you know, he's wrapped in this human experience that's just a dog.
Sometimes. Totally. And being on the show, I'm sure, amplifies that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sure as a man, he has his own insecurities, and, you know, if he's not feeling, like, some people, if they're not feeling connected in bed, and if it's, they're not sexual, then they need that,
right.
And they need to go out and find it, which is unfortunate. So, but I know she loves him, and I know that, like, she's all about sticking by his side through this experience, and I think that's dope of her.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in situations where I'm like, that girl is so stupid. Like, I cannot believe her. And then I've been in my own situation where I'm
totally.
Like, I am that stupid.
Of course. Yeah, you don't get like, it until it happens to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's easy for us to judge, you know, from standing here. But I love her so much. And I know how much she loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And he is really amazing to her in a lot of ways. But he also just has his own, you know, shit that's, like, not a cue. And she's okay with that. And I'm okay with that, but she's okay with that.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you think he's moldable? Do you think Reiki's going to do some good for him?
I think a little bit of that and a little bit of, you know, added sex toys, maybe some crystals in the bed or something.
Yeah.
Jackson needs a jade egg.
I don't know. If he's a sexual person and that's the situation that's happening is he's cheating and that's, like, his thing, then,
that's his thing.
I mean, I've heard, like, I know Stassi's told me that he's obviously cheated on her.
And,
but again, I think he has a great soul. I just think that, like, you know, we all have these childhood things that happen and we have issues. And, and I love the fact that she's down for that.
Totally.
You got to give her that. And it seems like when you do talk to Jax on the show, at least, you get the most out of him, or he seems the most genuine.
Well, I feel like Jax is always receptive when there's a female talking to him.
I mean, we vibe. I really enjoy having conversation with him, and, like, you know, he's going through this whole healing thing, and I love that kind of stuff. So, you know, every chance I got to talk about it, I was
sure.
Okay.
Tom and Ariadne, you touched on them a little bit earlier in the show, but has their relationship changed or evolved from what we're currently seeing?
Yeah, I mean, we were out to dinner the other night, and he just got back in town and met up with us, and, you know, they're cute. I love them.
How is she doing? Has therapy helped?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, like, she doesn't really talk about it as much as I talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always talking about my vagina or something. yeah, I feel that she really loves him. I just, sometimes I definitely, you know, I told her, like, I think you guys just need to work on, like, creating positive vibes in your relationship and communicating. And I know her, you know, going to therapy, she's learning all this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you'll watch and you'll find out. But I hope and pray that they work out. I love them so much. And as a couple, I think they're so amazing.
Yeah. Do you see marriage for them in the future?
Well, you know, Ariana's my girl, and I know she doesn't really want to get married or have kids. And I'm, like, the opposite of her. I'm like, I wish I could get pregnant. I don't know. You know, I know Tom, and we talked, and he wants to get married and have kids. So, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully, like, she comes around and she's open to that. But at the same time, if she's not open to that, then, you know, he has to be cool with that. Mm-hmm. Because if she has, you know, this vision of not having kids and not being attached to someone, but also, like, exploring the planet and doing really dope things with her life. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to support that, too.
Right.
Right. Cute.
So, earlier in the season, I had the chance to talk to Lala Kent, and she made a prediction. We all love her. I think that's unanimous.
Yes.
She's, and her outfit tonight was everything.
Oh, my God. She's so sexy.
So, she predicted that James and Raquel may be getting engaged soon. What do you think about James and Raquel? Is that a thing? And is Logan in between them in bed?
I love Logan. The thing is, like, Raquel's so sweet, mm-hmm. but I don't really connect with her as much. We just haven't had the opportunity. I'll just say that. But
it's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, Logan and James, I do believe there's this really strong connection and love there. Mm-hmm. And I even think sometimes that there's sexual energy there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not for me to judge and say, like, exactly what's going on. I just been a secret for a long time in my life, in my relationships, and I can relate to Logan when sometimes I feel like he is a secret.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And I know. It's weird because, you know, James tells me that he definitely has never hooked up with him. And mm-hmm. I'm going to say, you know, yeah, okay, that's what you're saying. But I'm around a lot, and I see certain things and feel certain things. And I know that they both affect each other very much. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's definitely situations where they really, really affect each other. And to me, that's like a deep love or a relationship or some kind of romantic thing. But, you know, and Raquel, if she's... For me personally, like, if my dude was like, yo, once in a while I want to sleep with a dude, I'm like, okay, bring him in.
Like, let's do this together. Right.
But if she's not open to that and, like, there's not a space for him to be honest with who he is, then that's disappointing. And, you know, I just want them to be happy. But I know sometimes he's not happy, especially when things are rough or not cool with Logan. And, yeah, I don't know. I can relate to so many things because I've been in my lifetime, I've been a secret and I've been in situations where, you know, you can't be honest, unfortunately. And I hope that he finds a way to do that.
So to flip that, do you, and to look at James's side for a second, how do you feel about the way Logan sort of outed him on the show?
Well, I do recall, like, what happened. I was around that night whenever we heard, like, he told Britney's sister. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, a drunken thing. I mean, you know, he was drunk. And this is his situation. And this is his life. And this person's really important to him. So I can't be upset about it. Like, I'm not, you know. And James says he's straight, so he didn't really out him, I guess. And Logan has admitted that he lied about it, and so we're kind of there.
Yeah, which felt a little bit contrived.
Yeah, I feel like this is a government. Like,
right. Thank you.
It's like just another scandal that we're like it's so obvious, serious. But we're not talking about it.
Right, that's where we're at. Yeah,
and I get that it's probably difficult and uncomfortable. because their situation is not, like, because they're on TV, it's, like, not ideal or normal. So I get that it can be so hard. Because probably if I was drunk, too, I would say something that was in the back
but
of
I
my
don't
mind.
Like, but like I don't make stuff down. Up.
Yeah, no. They say when you get drunk, you tell the truth.
That is true.
It's like
Stacey knows.
Yeah. Here's my thing, too, is we, and I was talking to James about this, and he's like, well, Billy, I'm not gay or bi. But I was like, look, I think it's really hard for even today in society to be bisexual. So many girls are like, I'm not going to be with a dude if he sucks dick. And it's like, you can't be bi right now. Yeah. And it's really hard. And I have friends that are bi that are afraid to admit that they're bi. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, he obviously says over and over how much he's attracted to women. But what's wrong if you are attracted to Logan sometimes?
Right.
What's wrong if you are attracted to a boy? Mm-hmm. So... You know, it's just where we're at right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a weird time.
It's tough for him.
Yeah. I feel like if you can feel the energy, and we can also feel the energy through the TV, you know it's real.
It's strong. Yeah.
You know it's real. One thing we don't know is real is Rob and Sheena. You think they're... I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I don't know if it was on your list, but I just have to bring it up. Right now on the show, it looks like they're not dating. It looks like they're not dating right now in real life either.
She hasn't posted
She's
pictures.
In Vegas.
But there have, yes, but there have been articles of Rob saying, eventually we'll get back together, and she kind of says the same thing. What do you think? Think that's a thing?
I think he's a wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. He's really cool. And I think that, you know, she, again, was, like, really in love with him. And I don't think he was in that place where he could, like, have a really committed relationship. And, and then now she's in Vegas working all the time.
Right.
And she always has all these dudes that like her. So
of course
she's
that.
Stunning.
Yeah. There's nothing, like,
stunning.
But I get it. She really liked him. He's a really good guy. Mm-hmm. He's really attractive. So I totally... you know, feel for her. I do think that, like, it was, you know, sometimes we put too much energy onto our guy or the person that we're dating.
Totally.
And that was the kind of thing. It's like her world kind of evolved around him. And that's a lot of pressure on the other end.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're feeling that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think it's perfect that she's on this break because she's, like, exploring things in Vegas and having the time of her life right now.
Yeah, that's great.
I can't wait to go see her show. It's been – I still haven't got to go. But, I'm just really excited for her. And I think that I haven't seen or talked to Rob since. So I don't think anything's going on there. And she hasn't told me last time I saw her, so –
Interesting.
Good. I hope she takes time for herself because she really needs to.
She needs I mean, she to. Jumped right from Shade.
She just needs to find herself again and get her emotions.
She's so
back.
She needs to date different guys.
Everybody needs a Jade egg. Okay.
We just send gift baskets.
Okay.
Yes.
So should we talk about? Should we talk about the craziest promo we've seen this season?
Yeah, I didn't even see it.
Oh my gosh. Literally, they, like, just spilled everything. I think.
But it's so, like, I don't know what to believe.
Right. We saw a promo of Lisa possibly firing Jax. We know that that happened. Right? Like, we already knew that that happened. Though.
I mean, I just feel like...
I feel like I expected it to happen a lot earlier.
Yeah.
It's just the sense... It's just, like, you know, his age, what he has gotten away with, and he just needs to be...
Yeah, that was my thing.
You can't keep having, like, a slap on the wrist and think it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It needs to just happen.
I feel like Lisa, though, treats them, the cast, like they're her children, too.
I think she really deeply does
she
care.
She wants the best for them.
Yeah, she totally cares. And he, you know, was... I feel like he's just so over it. Like, you know when sometimes you're just over your job? Like, I think he's overworking at Sir.
I would be over it if I were 40 years old and still a bartender at Sir.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on, you wouldn't?
It is true. It is true. Yeah,
thank you.
It's not even just bartending. It's, like, the drama.
Of course.
And, like, also, like, filming
like the same
for a long
thing
time.
For, yeah, and in the same position. Lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he will end up having a heart attack, like he told you on the
episode. Oh my gosh.
It will. It's going to get to him or something.
Okay. So the next thing that would give me a heart attack is the Britney pregnancy test.
Yeah.
So that she's obviously not pregnant, or we would see it by
think
now.
Think about it. Kylie did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's made public appearances recently.
No, I know, but...
Yeah, and I had a drink with her recently. So
she's definitely... She's not pregnant.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully I'm not allowed to say that where I am, but...
I mean...
Yeah, we definitely. All right.
She had a drink on Watch What Happens Live.
But even
yeah, she's no not belly. Pregnant.
Yeah,
no, I would right. I would know. Going. Definitely, someone would have told me.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And you know, little I guess bump. It'll still be an interesting conversation for Jax and her to have because that is like maybe a thing that
he's probably like holy.
Yeah, right. I feel like he would be a good dad, and he yeah, like, I think even so like too. Recently he was like sharing on his story like his. I don't know if it was his niece or someone, some little girl. And I was like, oh, he's like very loving with when it comes to kids. And I think he would be a great father. And I think she'd be such a great mom. And they would make really cute babies. Yes.
Right. And I think that might be the one thing that would maybe make him grow up. Maybe.
Here.
No?
I mean. I didn't have to get out of LA. That and Billy both were like, nah. I was like, here's hoping.
Okay. Well, and I just want to reiterate, none of my predictions have been wrong so far.
if they move out of LA, I feel like they would
if they
maybe
move to
have
Kentucky,
a somewhat
back
maybe.
To Kentucky.
Maybe.
Somewhere.
I would NorCal.
He would die if he like, lived there for the rest of his life.
Die.
I don't think that would happen.
He would not be able to. There's not enough girls.
Okay, and then the last thing is James and Kristen might hook up. Might be hooking up. That was the thing? That was teased?
Oh. I want to say no. I would not say that's a no.
Let's go.
Yeah, Kristen's happy with Carter.
That was in Mexico, right?
Carter.
I don't know.
Probably.
I just know something happened in Mexico.
What happened in Mexico?
I feel like maybe James hooked up with someone, yes.
Logan.
No, but Logan wasn't, I don't think, in Mexico.
But it's not Kristen. I really think Kristen is happy with her guy.
She's so happy with her guy.
Yeah. So I think yes to James.
Don't go back to your ex.
Was it a female or male that he hooked up with in Mexico?
I just know that there was some issues
something
going
there was
on
something,
there.
There was just something happening. Yeah. Okay, Mexico. Interesting. Okay.
That's exciting. Damn. That's really exciting.
So exciting. Okay, well, we are about to wrap it up. But, Billy, is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm just really excited to be here.
Thank you so much.
You guys will see me... get a little scared when I start dating on camera.
But oh my gosh, I'm excited though. I can't wait to see who this is.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh my gosh. It's fun. Yeah.
Do you swipe? Or how are you dating now?
You know what? I've been meeting so many people in person that I don't do the online dating.
That's awesome.
Just avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, I feel like I have like a flock of men right now. And I'm Woo!
That's the best.
Yes. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're thebomb.com. Please come back every week if you can. Yeah. I know you're so busy, though.
I know.
You are really... I was talking to your publicist, and she's like, she is booked all the time. So you're lucky to have her in. But thank you so much for joining us. If you want to remind everybody where we can follow you.
Yeah, it's me, Billy Lee, on Twitter and Instagram. It's me, Billy Lee, and then BillyLee.com for my website, my blog.
Yay! How often do you blog?
You know what? I have a few new things coming out I'm really excited about.
And, okay, great.
Okay.
Soon. Yay! Okay, read those. Okay, and then if you guys want to follow us during the week, I'm Teague Julie Pinko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP. So see you there.
I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Again, I'm Sarah Stereo. You can follow me at S Stereo.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Yay! Thank you so much for joining us, Billy. You're the boss.
Thank you. Woo!
Thank you, guys. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.